This is Christine Williams welcoming you to the 318th edition of the Talking Newspaper for Todmorden, which covers the period up to and including Thursday the 9th of April 2020. Any views expressed and information provided, including any from websites and social media, are the responsibility of the originators and not of the officers and trustees of the Talking Newspaper for Todmorden. This month's news team is led by editor Sue Clough, and the news items have all been taken from the last few editions of the Hebden Bridge Times and Todmorden News, except where otherwise stated. After the news, we have the magazine section, which has been edited and compiled as usual by Peter Gibson, and starts with another quiz from John Hodgson. We then bring you a roundup of advice about COVID-19 prepared by local retired GP Fiona Ryland. Next, John brings us another episode of Tales from a Happy Plumber with Terry Halstead. And then Christine Ward hears from Jill Radford about her experiences walking the Pennine Way. After that, Sylvia Hartley brings us another of her monologues. And this one is called I'm Glad It's All Over. If only we could say that about the coronavirus pandemic. Next, John returns with an interview with Frankie Mullen entitled More for Todmorden, which is about working with businesses to regenerate the town. Then we have five poems from our resident poet Glenys Holliday, and a sample piece entitled Illuminated River from Vocalise, an organisation that normally provides audio-described performances at major theatre productions. And finally, John brings the magazine section to an end with the answers to this month's quiz. In this month's InfoSpot section, our new InfoSpot editor, Talking Newspapers chairman Paul Southers, has selected the following items from the National Infosound Service. The latest COVID-19 bulletin, RNIB visually impaired support, RNIB petition for visually impaired online shopping priority, and jigsaws with large pieces. We send our thanks to the previous InfoSpot editor, Chris Gill, for his many contributions to the Talking Newspaper over recent years. This month's news section is being produced by Kevin Emmett and read by myself, Jonathan Ryland, and Peter Gibson. So now here's the first item.